Will Gallows and the Rock Demon's Blood. Written by Derek Kielty and read by Daniel Hill.
Chapter 1. Magic in the Stable.
Woha, Roaring Dragon. I miss your visits to the village. Have you forgotten where my teepee is? You have still much to learn about the ways of a medicine mage. Come soon. Love, Uncle Crazy Wolf. Folding the letter, I tucked it into my shirt pocket, then, heaving a sigh, I entered the stable.
"Where are we going, Will?"
my horse Moonshine asked eagerly, as I walked into her stall on Phoenix Heights, our ranch.
"We're going nowhere, Shy,"
I replied, patting her on the nose, which, like the rest of her, was pale as a wrath. "Except to brand those new calves out by Silverbrook." Moonshine is a mute-winged wind horse, and my best friend on the whole of the West Rock. Most folk don't like the idea of talking to animals, but I am half-elf. My pa was human, and my mother was a green-skinned elf, and elf folk have a bond with all creatures. Critter chatter, as it's known on the Rock, comes as naturally to me as herding cattle. But today, even Shy couldn't cheer me up.
"Wow, your face is even longer than mine. What's wrong, Will?"
"Got another letter from Uncle Crazy Wolf, asking when I'm going to visit Gungshoe Village."
"Great! When are we going?"
she nudged me with her nose. "Well, that's just it. We're not. Grandma says there's still way too much work to be done on the ranch." Yanani, my grandma, was stubborn as a mine pony, and there was no arguing to be had with her. "It's so frustrating, Shy," I went on. "Grandma wants me to go brand calves, when what I really want to do is visit my uncle and get practicing my elf magic."
"Can't you practice here?"
"With all the extra chores of the ranch, I got no time. And I want to learn new stuff, not just keep going over the same few things I can recall." Phoenix Heights was our third ranch. The first, Phoenix Creek, had been destroyed when part of the Great West Rock collapsed due to years of illegal mining. Yanani and I, and many others, lost our homes when the whole of the western arm broke off the rest of the rock and fell into the wastelands below. The West Rock had at one time resembled an enormous cactus, but now it didn't look like anything much. Our second ranch, Phoenix Rise, was over on the eastern arm, but we'd sold it when we moved up here to the Mid-Rock 4 months ago. We'd sold it because Yanani said it was too small. At the time, Moonshine had joked,
"Phoenix Creek, Phoenix Rise, Phoenix Heights. Pretty soon we're going to run out of phoenixes."
Moonshine's saddle was sitting on the rack. Opening a pouch in it, I found a small container of elf face paint. I sighed again as I looked at it. Some brave I'd turned out to be. Before we moved, I'd been initiated into the Gungshoe tribe, my great uncle's tribe. I was even given an elf brave name, Roaring Dragon. But it seemed like no sooner had I become part of the tribe than I'd abandoned them, along with my studies of elf medicine magic. And elf magic was something you needed to keep practicing to perfect. "Looks like Roaring Dragon won't be doing much roaring. I won't be needing face paint for quite a while. Maybe never." But I couldn't resist. I smeared a thin red and yellow stripe, the colors of an elf brave, on my cheeks.
"What about those magic books I used to see you reading? Couldn't you learn new stuff from them?"
Shy tried to encourage me. "Yeah, if I could find them. But I haven't seen those books for weeks now. I'm pretty sure Grandma has hidden them because she doesn't want me learning elf magic. In fact, I'm certain she moved us all the way up here just so I wouldn't be so close to Gungshoe Village and Uncle Crazy Wolf.
Remind me again why she hates it so much,"
I sighed. "She says elf magic has a dangerous dark side, but she ain't told me any more than that. There's definitely something she's keeping to herself." Even though Yanani felt so strongly about magic, the stable walls were decorated with old elf artifacts. A drum, a decorative peace pipe, and a painted rock buffalo skull that when I was little made the hairs on my neck stand up.